Blog Talk Radio.
Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am very excited with my guest today. Her name is Lauren Powers. And let me tell you a little bit about something about her before I bring her on. Lauren Powers is an author, award-winning international speaker, an actress, a model, and the CEO founder of the Power Fitness Events. She is a 10-time heavyweight building champion. And then, as I said, author, entrepreneur, actor, model, and founder of the Lauren Powers Classic and now Powers Fitness event, which represents Team USA, a respected fitness competition in Southern California that rewards success based on merit, not economics. Lauren is a teacher, mentor, and advocate for individual achievement and excellence. She is a recent award-winning international speaker in cinema and media from the Women of Excellence, India. Lauren is a competitive bodybuilder, wrestler, and an all-around fancy girl, a blonde-haired, beautiful, blue-eyed, all-American Amazon. Born and raised in Southern California, Lauren has always embraced an active lifestyle. Before graduating valedictorian from Huntington Beach High School, she was on the Pepsi-sponsored Pro Skateboard Tour, Skateboard Mania. She attended the University of Hawaii and graduated with a degree in business. During college, she owned and operated a surfing academy. No small feat on the island of Maui, let me tell you. After graduation, she came back to the Southern California coast to grow roots in the beautiful town of Laguna Beach. She has also has had the honor of judging many bodybuilder events for the USA and throughout the world. To name a few of the events would be the start with the 2017 Cyprus World Fitness Federation competition, 2016 Ireland World Fitness Federation competition, excuse me, and was the proud USA promoter of the 2018 USA World Fitness Federation competition that was held in Huntington Beach, California. Lauren's passion for fitness, health, and wellness has made her own events not only fair, but amazing opportunity for all athletes to experience. I've got something in my throat. To experience along with spectators. Her events host numerous vendors in a fitness expo that allows for further education of her industry. Lauren Powers' newly released book entitled Beneath the Muscle, Unleash Your Inner Champion, is an international bestseller in 98 categories across 11 countries. She is super excited to share her stories with the world to inspire and motivate people who have lived outside the box and dare to be different. Lauren has always represented the underdog and is passionate spokesperson for people who are different and lives the motto, it's the hard that makes it good. If it were easy, everyone would do it. Welcome, Lauren. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you, Robbie. I'm excited to be here. Just like the song and the intro, I'm so excited. And
you're
I
right.
tend to live my day like, yes, I live every day like that. Wake up with excitement because you never know what the day is going to bring. And certainly in the times right now, who would have thought, man,
right.
things are sure different right now.
So tell us about yourself because you're an amazing woman.
Well, that was quite a long bio. I don't know where you got all that information, but that was awesome. Yes, I've done and seen, and my journey in life has been pretty exciting, a little bit different path than most people do. And one of my topics that I share and like to talk about is, it's called Dare to Be Different. And I've certainly stepped into those shoes and lived my life like that. Basically, like you said, outside of the box. starting with my firefighting career. I was a firefighter in my hometown quite a while ago, and the guys there, it was pretty devastating, Robbie. I got discriminated against for being female in the fire service, which is not uncommon for that to happen because it is a good old boy club. But I thought, because I proved myself, I was number one in everything, in all my scores and times and agility and all kinds of things. So I built my strength there, would prove that I had the task and duties to perform as a firefighter, that I owned those. However, they didn't think so. So what I talk about sometimes is this discrimination case that happened to me could have taken me down. But instead, I changed my mindset and launched myself into a whole nother career in fitness and came out, you know, like a shining star. So this is things I like to share with the audience and your listeners, because it things like this can happen that seem tragic at the moment, but it's how we view it and how we handle it and how we choose to come out on the other side is up to us. And it's a simple, you know, classic story of triumph over tragedy. And my entire book is written that way, the Beneath the Muscle, Unleash Your Inner Champion, because I believe that we are all champions inside. Whether we know it or not, we have to dive deep within ourselves, and the lessons and the messages and the things that happen called life, they can either happen to us or for us. So I'm a big, big positive believer that these things are for us, so we can either share and inspire and motivate others through our personal experiences. So either one, they don't have to go through it, or two, they can come out on the other side, depending on what it is, and triumph over this. So I'm, you know, real excited about the book. Yes, you mentioned I've been speaking. I had the opportunity to go to India a couple of years in a row on the Women Economic Forum platform, which I highly encourage any of your listeners. I know you run a lot of networking groups and have access to a lot of women, especially female entrepreneurs. And this is a stage and that gives the opportunity to speak your platform to a wide audience and make change. And especially now with the virus issue and this pandemic we're going through, there's no better time to step up and take responsibility and be a powerhouse that you know, as female entrepreneurs, we tend to be, and really step into your power and voice your opinion and make change and be powerful in your own right, whatever it is that you can contribute. And I'm a big believer in that. I speak a lot into that. And the daring to be different. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just
going to keep talking.
Ahead, and then I'll ask you the next question. I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to write your book, and what is the book about? It's amazing.
Yes, thank you. The book is just that of kind of my life experiences, things that I've been through, from being bullied, you know, when I was young, for not being able to see in school. I wasn't able to see the chalkboard or see the kickball coming at me, so I didn't excel in sports or academics until they figured out that I couldn't see. I couldn't even see the big E on the eye chart. And once I got glasses, it was like game on. I became an incredible athlete. I'm a, you know, 4.0 valedictorian student, and my whole life changed, but I didn't know it. So we don't know what we don't know. So the exciting news again is, you know, I came out of that ahead of the game. So I speak about that, being bullied, being discriminated against, as I mentioned, with the fire service, never giving up on your dreams, pursuing through, trying new things. These are some of the chapters that are in the book. So it's really, the book is not just about me. It's about how I've handled things, you know, drugs and alcohol back in the day. Now I'm 25 years, proud to say, you know, clean and sober. And, you know, and I share my stories with people and help others through what I've been through. But each chapter, Robbie, has a workbook after it where I encourage, you know, the readers to really dive in and take a look at themselves and how whatever I'm talking about in the previous chapter affected them and how it relates to their own life and how to write notes. And what I'm offering now is not only a free download to all your listeners of my book, which is fun because the pictures are all in color. There's pictures I'll just share real quick. There's pictures of me with Lady Gaga, me with Jennifer Lopez, Katy Perry, Les Brown, Bryan Cranston. I've actually had the opportunity of working with all these folks. So, it's, you know, it's very exciting. And I tell some of my backstories. But I'm doing a live read of the book on Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And when we work on the workbook Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, every week to so people can dive down, get to know me through my book, work on their own experiences, and then I share and do some coaching with them on that as a free, you know, free bonus just for being one of my readers. So I'm very excited about that, and you did mention it did go number one across not one country, but 11 countries in 98 different categories. I'm very proud of that. I didn't even know we had 98 categories, but apparently there's quite a few. So I'm very thrilled, very proud of this. It's my first book, and, you know, to be an international bestseller right out of the chute is very dear to me. And I know you're a big advocate of authors, so I'm happy to be on your hot list.
So how do people get your book?
They can go to beneaththemuscle.com, www.beneaththemuscle.com, for the book itself. And then if they want to join the book club, they can just put /book club. And in there, they'll have the download for the book and the workbook. Or it's just beneaththemuscle.com /workbook to get the questions for the workbook. And then they can reach out to me at laurenpowers.com, which I'm available, where I have, you know, different things that, you know, I've done, and people can get to know me as far as some of the things that you mentioned, the surfing school and all these fun celebrities I've got to work with through my career. There's lots of videos. But also, more importantly, is some tips on how to apply some of the health tips that I have, which I think are very important, especially right now. I mean, how to keep your immune system built up, you know, drinking plenty of water, getting lots of sleep, and some of these basic things. But it's important to be reminded of this. And they call me the queen of health because I've been around a long time and still look the way I do. I'm 58 years young and on fire, founder of the Fierce Formula, which is a six-step program for my female entrepreneurs and experts that are 40, 50 plus who want to be fit, fierce, fabulous, fearless, and financially free. A lot of F's.
So that's great.
That's
what
all
made
in
you
the,
get
in, on my website.
What made you get into bodybuilding? And you didn't start young, did you? Or how did you get started?
No, the bodybuilding came very late in my career, and it was after the discrimination case of the fire service. So I had to get super strong to pass the physical agility test that's required to go into the academy to be a firefighter. And from after that, I even got stronger. And so it really launched me into fitness, because I had no plans to be a bodybuilder. In fact, I did my first show at the age of 40, which is almost unheard of. I won an overall title there, and then I literally came back a decade later and won the same overall title at the famous Muscle Beach down in Venice Beach, California, at the age of 50. So it's basically I adapted the lifestyle, and it's all overall health. And I realized most of my, you know, my clients, if you will, and my tribe of female entrepreneurs aren't out to be a champion bodybuilder. That's like the least thing they want to be. However, I really help and promote and focus on females becoming a better version of themselves from the inside out. And we focus on these things like mindset and how to manifest the body they want and the health and go through and put it into motion and build community and be accountable and all the things that I found through my personal lifestyle and maintaining the health I have. And I share that in my Fierce Formula program. It's very exciting stuff.
Do you coach people? I mean, if people want to get into bodybuilding, are you coaching as well? Or
I can. I have in the past quite a bit. I used to host posing clinics for competitions because I know how to, all the different categories, because I am a judge for the USA on a world basis level for the World Fitness Federation. So I've been certified as a judge for our country. So I know a little bit about this. And then from winning and being on stage so many times, I understand the industry. I really wasn't a fan of the politics and that the sport had gone to, so I just started my own. So now I own, as you mentioned, a Powers Fitness event. So I host a big competition myself where I am the promoter, and I help a lot of athletes prepare, coach, figure out what to do as far as diet, tanning, hair, makeup. I have all the amenities available at my contest, and then all the judges they have to judge them fairly, not by who they are or they can't know them. And so it's been a really big ride. I've owned shows for the last, 7 years now. I've been doing fitness competitions. And now I do that as well as I've added to my repertoire of being a promoter to live events in our world, which is the female entrepreneurs and women's empowerment. So now I also run Powers Empowerment events in Orange County, California, and I have about 2 to 3, last year I did 4, live events where I have, you know, certain speakers come out, and I have panelists, keynote speakers, vendors, sponsors, all of that, which we just, you know, love those. So I can't wait to get back to that as well. And August 22nd will be my next live event. So if there's anybody that wants to be a keynote speaker on my panel for women's empowerment, let me know, because that's, I'm going to be putting together a whole team for August 22nd. My June 6th got canceled because of our lovely virus here.
So what else are you up to now?
Quite a bit. I've got the Fierce Formula program. I'm promoting live events for the end of this year. I'm in a leadership right now. I'll be graduating in June, which is a hardcore leadership. It's been a big ride with my coach, Shanda Sumter, and Amy Yamada is my personal coach. And just bettering myself, taking time, a lot of self-reflection, and stepping into my power as well as a leader, and sharing my message to definitely focusing out on more female entrepreneurs is my next specialty, as well as, you know, my athletes. So I kind of have a dual role here, because I'm doing both. So I'm more of a health coach and a fitness coach as well. So that keeps me pretty busy, as well as all these Zoom calls that we're all on during this virus time. But the book is doing well. Like I said, I've got the 2 days a week. I've got the book club. And then I also have Quarantine Fitness, where I'll have some exercises and stuff available for folks to do at home while we're in this lockdown situation, and then beyond. So it's a lot of mindset coaching. I'm available for, you know, to open up my time to more, you know, people that want to learn more about me, and more speaking events, more Zoom speaking. I think I'm actually one of your speakers at quite a few of your NAFI events coming up, so I'm looking forward to that.
So tell us how you help with people with health. What are you doing with that on the health level?
Well, like I mentioned, I've got quite a few tips and tricks that I've done through my experience, because I'm not 20 years old anymore, but my body thinks I am. I represent a custom supplement based on your DNA. So I've got these vitamins that I actually do DNA testing on, and you can do it online as well as you can order your kits online, I should say, because we're not seeing people in person. And that's on a product called Euphoria Science. So I'm real big on that, and that helps a lot, because it takes the guessing and the blind nutrition out of this. So as far as on the nutrition level, this is my number one tip for people that want to build their immune system up. There's a couple of genes in there that were tested for immune and coronavirus that they're in there. And so that is a really big helpful tip that I have, and it's available on my website. And then overall, mental mindset things that I coach on are all on my website as well. And then, of course, you know, getting the rest and eating correctly and not skipping meals and keeping our stress down is very, very key, especially in a crisis that we're in. You know, I strongly, of course, the basics, you know, you have to keep our hands washed and the distance and all of that. We all know those things. But it's, for me, what's most powerful is where your head is at and the attitude you have, and how to handle and manage your stress is just so key in times like this. Because stress, as we know, stress is the number one killer. It really can take you down. And not to mention aging and all these other things. So I would like, you know, limit the alcohol intake if that's how some people are handling this. I'm seeing a lot of that from some of my friends because they're upset. But this is basic things like that, but they're really putting a mindset and setting your intentions. And maybe just, you know, and connecting with your faith. That's one of my big tips as well, is be real faith-driven right now instead of fear-based. Huge, huge thing, right? If you're not, you know, it's not about being religious or anything, but whatever you can to keep you healthy and happy is really key. It just really is. And I also have that summit coming out. Speaking of being healthy, wealthy, and happy, is the summit that will be launched probably another month, which I'm interviewing over 21 experts, including yourself, are to be on the show. And real excited, all these experts will be sharing their information, knowledge, experience, tips and tricks, if you will, to help folks out there to really be healthy, wealthy, and happy. Very nice combo.
Have you noticed that during this time you've had to change some things in your own business and life? What are you doing a little differently than you used to do?
I'm doing a lot of things different, Robbie, because I was one of those that, like, never missed an event. People were like, how do you do it? We see you everywhere. Like, your Facebook just shows you here and there and this event and that event and supporting so many different networking organizations, such as, you know, even in NAPI where I met and I had the honor of meeting you and eWomen and the Platinum members there. I'm just flying all over the country, attending events. And like I said, India, like, I've been everywhere. So I was always a go-getter and on the road and out and about and personally meeting people as far as my networking. So I've had to completely change that because now we are in lockdown. So I took my whole focus and really honing in on personal connections. I'm staying very connected. I'm home alone with my little dog, kind of like you as well. We both have our little dog. Great company, by the way. Yes, I just love my little Millie. We're learning all kinds of tricks now. She's very talented. I get to spend more time with her. So, yes, it was a shift for me as well, but I'm actually I'm liking it because I've accepted it, and I set the intention that I'm going to make this work and have this as a really connecting opportunity to quit running around and doing and now really being and focusing on how many more people I can help by just being home and reaching out and focus out. Staying heart-centered is my big thing. I lead everything with generosity. I'm known for that. And just continuing all of that, but just online. It's really amazing, this technology, and even like what we're doing today. I mean, we're reaching so many people over technology, and it's been great. And I think the key is really staying in gratitude. I'm just a big fan of that. Being grateful for everything, making a list every day of what I'm grateful for, commit to things that I want to do for the day, how I want to be versus what I want to do. Like if I want to be loving, kind, and joyful and connected, then I actually commit to that in the morning, and at night I report back if that's what I did and what happened. And it's very powerful stuff, and I've learned that in my leadership to be transparent with you. And it really works because you set the intention and then you follow through. And then at the end of the day, you get to reward yourself with actually acknowledging that to your group and whoever you can be accountable for. And it's just powerful, powerful stuff. And it's a great way to be. And I like to teach some of these things with, you know, people that want that know, like, and trust me and want to be in my tribe. I've got a lot to share. Been through a lot, done a lot, seen a lot. Look at how long my bio was. Crazy. And I'm still going, girlfriend.
That's
just
great.
Just like you. You're a powerhouse.
What made you decide to have a workbook with your book? That's a great idea. And I love the idea that people can connect with you to read the book one day, to go through the book, and then have another day where you actually work through it. What gave you that idea, and how is it working?
Thank you. Well, because people have time right now, and I've realized that, and what better way to read a book than to hear it literally from the author versus I've done an Audible book as well, which is different. This is me literally live reading it on Zoom and Facebook Live. I just started it. Actually, last week we did chapter one, and then encouraging the listeners to get the workbook and then review it on Workbook Wednesdays. And the workbook came because I just don't want it to be about me. I believe that focusing out is such a better way to inspire people and really just pushing this. And, you know, they're not long. They're long. They're easy chapters. And the questions are, you know, they're not hard. It's just personal. And so it's for the reader to actually dive deep into their own life and so they can be motivated, inspired, to do whatever it is that chapter suggests. So it's pretty powerful stuff. I'm for my first one, I'm pretty proud of this. I didn't know too many authors. It was an undertaking just to write a book. Again, to be transparent with you, I was very emotional in my first read. It just hit me like a ton of bricks because I'm actually sharing my personal inside life story. And it took everything I had to get through it with the tears. But I did it, and you could just see that I'm very raw, I'm very sensitive, and I'm very authentic when it comes to this stuff. But hopefully the rest of the chapters, I won't be such a crybaby. But it's just who I am. But what's exciting, I want to tell your listeners as well, is that you'll get a lot of behind the scenes with me. So by me reading it, it triggers times in my own life and experiences that I can share that aren't in the book. So if you read in with me, it's kind of fun. Like, you know, my time with Jennifer Lopez and my time with Lady Gaga, things that I couldn't write in the book that I can share. You know, and so I think it's exciting to be able to do that. And everybody has more time right now. And what better way to get through a book than with the author? So that's how I thought of it. Just do it. And it was a big undertaking, but I'm committed to doing it. And so I'd love any of your listeners, including yourself, jump on with me. And they're short chapters. It's not a huge time constraint. But it's very personable. And my whole goal is to inspire and help other people transform their own lives.
I think also, as you read the chapters, it's going to help the people listening to it go within to their own life and see things and get ideas from you of how you went through things. And maybe they've experienced some of the same things, and it's going to help them a lot.
Exactly. That's exactly the whole point behind it. You asked, you know, why, and that's exactly why. You just summed it up for me. Thank you. Well said.
So let's tell everybody again how to get in touch with you, about the course, where you can get your book, any about the upcoming events. We have about 3 minutes left.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the main thing is just it's my name, laurenpowers.com. I have a pretty large website that has all my fitness events on there, the dates, and where they can sign up and register for those, as well as my live events for the Powers Empowerment event. If you wanted to be a speaker, a sponsor or a vendor or a panelist at one of my live events. The dates are on there as well. Also, to download the book is right there on the front page. You can download the book there and get a complete copy with the color pictures and fun stuff like that, as well as the workbook is there as well. And then there's 10 free tips for your health. That's on the bottom. You just opt in. Takes 1 second. I'll send you my top 10 tips on how to stay healthy. And then as well as the summit, we'll be launching that. So I'll be emailing everybody when that comes out, which you are one of my experts. Thank you, Miss Robbie. And then my calendar will be on there as well to schedule a personal fierce fitness assessment call. It's a free strategy call, and it's a $500 value. So any of your listeners, they want to go to laurenpowers.com, they'll see right on the front page how to click on and get an appointment with me as well for that call to dive deeper into how I can help you. And then also the Fierce Formula is listed out there, what it means and what the 6 steps are, and again, how to engage and get in one of my online programs as well. So everything there, to keep it really, really simple, is laurenpowers.com. Whatever you want, if you like me, it's all in there on how to get it. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. Or if you just want the book, it's beneaththemuscle.com. Simple as that.
Well, I'm so happy that this half an hour went so fast. You were amazing.
Right?
And I love all the information you shared. I learned so much more about you. And I want to wish you a happy day, a happy week, and we will connect again soon.
Absolutely, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure. And hopefully to see some of your listeners on the other side.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye now.
You too, Robbie. Bye-bye.